Welcome to The Brains Behind It, the official podcast of BrainHackers.com. The source for smart strategies to improve your life, one brain hack at a time. In this podcast, we talk to the leaders and innovators behind great organizations and find out the secret to their success. Here's your host, editor-in-chief of BrainHackers.com and two-time Guinness record holder for memory, Dave Farrow.
Hey there, Brain Hackers. I got another Brains Behind It here, and this is one that some of you will know really well and others will be surprised by, but this is one of the top 10 people of social media influencers in the world right now. His name is Eric Zulli, and he runs Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm going to let him introduce himself because he's a far better promoter than I think I would be giving him justice right now to tell us about some of the huge contracts he works with, the big companies he works with. Tell us a little about yourself, Eric.
Well, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate that. And I mean, I go all over the world, you know.
Went somewhere else.
And people roll all the red carpet. The paparazzis are always after me. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm a host. I actually have a radio show and a television show I do every week. And I own a company called Easy Way Broadcasting, which comma Inc., Easy Way Media Group. And we help companies and influencers get their online presence on, but we have a certain way, certain strategy, certain way we do things. And we're strategic alliance partners with a lot of really amazing people. And then everything we do, we give back as well with Easy Way Cares. I was also an international commercial star with Axe Body Spray, the Music Star Edition. Been on some movies. I mean, I've had my experience in a little bit of everything. So as a consultant, I play big. I do, you know, you saw the panel, you're at the event. Mm-hmm. You know, we just try to make a difference. So we influence influencers to influence their followings to make a difference. And I met you at the Secret Spirit Summit room. Yeah.
Yes, the Secret Mastermind room there. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. When I met you, you were definitely a showman, and I've been accused of being boisterous and in your face, and I looked like like stale cheese compared to what you were doing. You had a custom suit made and everything, and I put on Egyptian pharaoh hats in the past to get people to remember my name and company name, but I decided to tone it down a little bit for corporate. But you know, you're getting some great corporate clients and doing great being loud and in your face and everything, and I think it's because you're just getting some great results. So I got a couple of questions. I've got about 10 questions here. I'm going to paraphrase them for your business. And what I'm mostly interested in, what I try to do with this show, is combine my love of like neuroscience and the brain with my love of entrepreneurship. So I like to ask a lot of questions that have to do with what makes you think differently. Do you think entrepreneurs? Well, my first one after, you know, what do you do and your background is do you think entrepreneurs have a different brain? Do you think they think differently? And would you say you're in that category?
Yeah, totally. Without a doubt. I think entrepreneurs a lot of times have a multitasking brain. Mm-hmm. And I've had people tell me that I think 100 miles per hour, and most people think 10 miles per hour, you know. And
now, many people would give you Ritalin for that. So,
well, you know, I did get, you know, I don't have ADHD. A lot of people thought I did. I just do a lot of things. I keep myself real busy, and I'm just a energetic people person. I'm happy. I'm high on life. And you know, a big thing that happened in my life was my dad having lymphoma cancer, getting diagnosed with lymphoma cancer. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, but long story short, I told God that I would be a vessel, and if you give me my dad back, and I mean, I'm blessed to still have my dad. So I'm just very happy. I try to help people as much as I can, and just be thankful. I mean, you really got to be thankful when you have something special in your life, and not forget about it. So I just try to help as many people as I can because I was blessed, you know.
So you think with that mindset, that whole attitude of gratitude thing, that's a part of the brain, the mindset of an entrepreneur. Do you think that as opposed to, you know, sort of complaining, you know, woe is me type attitude, do you think that really does breed more success? People who are grateful for what they have get more. People who are ungrateful for it don't get any. You know, is that the reward for life?
I've found, Dave, that when you really, truly from your heart try to help people without having a motive, without having a specific selfish objective, yes, it really, they recognize that you're just trying to help out and you know, not going into wanting something and helping people. A lot of times they want to come back to you and they want to help you back. And I found it's one of the best ways to lead generate.
Yeah.
And get business when you're friends with people and you just help people. And so I created a whole system, a whole formula in doing that. And it's all online, but yeah. And as far as your last question, I actually am a freestyler. I'm a talent and I'm a business guy. Right. And so I will actually, and for those people that are watching your show that don't know what freestyle means, it means improv. A lot of what I do is off the top of my head, and I can rap and give you facts, and perhaps you put cash in a hat, and then it'll be better whenever I put the letters together. And I mean, like, that's what I do. I just think fast. And so when I learned how to do that, it really trained my brain in a different way. You know, like, I started out as sales. I started out, you know, I went to set up at college and I was in sports and just normal stuff. And then when I went in towards entertainment and I learned about entertainment and being on stage and remembering your lines and just being a people person and engagement and all that type of stuff, the way you think on a multitasking level, because like when I freestyle, I think about, okay, I'm going to think about that flow point, that flow point, that flow point, that flow point, as well as the I got to go buy this at the Superman. Like my brain, it just trained my brain to think faster. You know, like right now I'm talking to your audience, I'm talking to you, but at the same time I'm thinking about the five other meetings I have, and my it doesn't stop. But when you train it to really home in on a specific funnel, it helps you in marketing, it helps you in promotions, it helps you in everything. And so I just, my brain thinks a little differently.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's what we're trying to, you know, get to that secret sauce. So you said someone can, when you learn how to freestyle, are you saying that's teachable? Is there like lessons someone can take? Is it like improv or something? Somebody can
Yeah, totally.
Can I ask you to do a freestyle now? Can I ask you, give you a subject and you can just do it on anything?
I can. You know what? I always have a particular beat handy. Let's see what we got here.
All right. I want you to do a freestyle about brains and brain hacking. Brainhackers.com. Nice. I hear it. Yeah.
Brainhackers.com. You want me to do a freestyle? Okay, it's on. You're talking about hacking. You didn't know, just perhaps off the top, I just have to be rapping to all your people, huh? Are you ready? Come on, let's just have fun. Throw confetti up in the air. Oh, it's a fun song about your brain. You didn't know that I can be insane, and I'm not playing, but you know what? I'm like a freight train when I'm moving through and I'm busting through everything. You didn't know I leave you with deja vu from the brain. Oh, having so much fun. Yo, liver's coming from my tongue. Loving this because you know I got the heads throbbing. Yo, I have everybody got the heads nodding. Everybody loving what Eric Dooley's doing. You didn't know that I came from the brain conclusion. The next conclusion, illusions, off the top of your mind as I design rhymes and you're watching me from your eyes. How this guy Dave Farrell, he's in for a surprise. He had no idea that I could freestyle. Watch, I pause, second, second, make him just smile. When I just do that, it's a pop song. Now here I go, it's on. I threw it long. Now you want to catch it in your favorite glove. To your audience, man, I'm showing the love. To everybody watching me, you can follow me at Eric Dooley, ericdooley.com. All right, there it is.
Nice.
That's the biz. And that's the quiz that this guy was giving me. He's a genius. All right, I'll stop and leave you all speechless. All right.
I like that. You know, I can kind of dissect that a little bit. There's some lines that you knew ahead of time, and then you were tying together, you know, the things that you were figuring out in the moment. But that really is an interesting brain skill, because you've got to be thinking of, you know, that one rhyme that you're making up in between a couple that maybe you can fit in that you know, and making it work.
And at the same time, trying to go to a beat and making fun so people can, you know, go along with it. Yeah, no, it took me a long time to really get it, but it helped me a lot in hosting. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, people tell me I'm an amazing host, but that's because I'm all off the top of the head. I don't really plan a lot of things, and it's just when you have that ability to think off the top like that, it's a gift. It really is.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Took a long, long time, but thank you for letting me give your audience a little show.
Oh, hey, that's fun, man. That's awesome. Yeah, no, I mean, and you know what? Any skill like that, like when I first started public speaking, I sucked at it. Now I could go on any stage, just off the top of my head and captivated the audience just because I've done it so many times. And give me, you know, a subject within my field of expertise and I can just go. You don't start that way. You know, you develop that over time. Absolutely. That's a good example of the brain at work too. Okay. So what is the smartest business thing you ever did? Like you look back and go, oh, I'm so glad that I made that connection or I did that thing.
Creating EasyWay Cares. EasyWay Cares is a division of my company. You know, I'm a branding guy, so I throw EasyWay on everything. But it's really
put Pharaoh on everything too.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So we great minds think alike. Yeah, when you give back, the real doorway is really open for you. You know, and so everything we do, we try to bring back to EasyWay Cares. I mean, we're master connectors. We connect people, but we connect them to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so EasyWay Cares, it's just amazing. I mean, I can say a bunch of things, but I think recently, definitely EasyWay Cares. I mean, I'm not going to name drop, but the people that we're dealing with because of how we give back is just a blessing.
You can drop the mic. You can drop some names. Drop whatever you want. I want to ask you kind of along the same lines, what's the best marketing hook you ever came up with? I'm talking about the copy itself, the words that you use. What's the smartest line you think you've come up with or one of them?
We go beyond branding.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone's talking about perfect branding. And if you go beyond that, that's great. That's a good position.
Don't do it the hard way. Do it the easy way.
That's even better. I like that.
There's a bunch of them, man. I mean, yeah. I wasn't ready to rehearse for this one. So there's two.
But you can freestyle though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and what you were saying before about the kind of giving, either giving back or giving first and everything, it kind of made me think one of the things I did in my business, I don't know if you do something similar, but you know, I started off giving free consultations and at least half of them at the beginning I knew could not afford me or, you know, couldn't do work with me. But you know, it was half hour of my time. I mean, if I can't give a half hour of my time to somebody who's just coming up, then what kind of jerk am I, you know?
Exactly.
So you know, I had that idea. And you know what? Those people, they knew other people and they started talking about it. And you know, somebody didn't turn into a great business, but they turned into a great testimonial. And then I'm at an event and they pull me aside and make me talk to somebody who has a whole bunch of zeros in their bank account. And that's how it works. If you're looking for that, you know, that big price tag, you know, you give value. So what would you say to that? Do you do something similar to that?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, the Spirit Summit, we just did the Spirit Summit and I had my little way of lead generating. I pretty much got everybody's phone number and email in the place. Mm-hmm. And I followed up with a couple people and you know, some people text me and they said, you know, will you give us an example? Will you do something free? You know, and you always have to give somebody a little taste of the appetizer to want the dinner. And so, yeah, we have no problem giving people a taste. And in fact, that's one of the reasons we've created some of the groups we've done on social media, as well as some of the platforms. We will give a free consultation. I mean, you got to do something, give something to get something. So yep. I agree with that.
Cool. All right. So looking back, what's the biggest crisis you've ever had? And how did you overcome it? So I'm asking you to be vulnerable here and tell me sometime, even if it's something you screwed up or something that happened to you, as an entrepreneur, everybody goes through crises. What's the worst one you ever had and how did you get past it?
Well, I've had some cyber slander type people. I've had some haters, you know.
Really?
And if you Google me, you'll see some fake blogs and some things and whatnot. And you have stalkers. You know, when you get to a certain point, you have people that are just mad that they're not on your team anymore, or whatever. You know, and
so I had a stalker myself. I had to get the cops after.
Yeah. Well, you got to. I mean, it's the price you have to pay if you want to be in the public eye.
Isn't that weird when you think of it? Like I normally think of that as something, you know, like Hollywood, you know, Hollywood celebrities or something. I'm a freaking memory guy. I run a PR business and I had a former business partner. It turned out to like try to impersonate people that I knew to try to steal stuff from me and stalk my family and everything. you think of that sort of thing happening to like celebrities, and I don't even think of myself as a celebrity, well, but maybe that's what it is.
You said yourself in the beginning of the conversation that you're a speaker.
Yeah. So yeah, you're a celebrity.
It puts you in an influencer position.
Yeah.
So yes, you're in the public eye. You're considered a public figure.
Yeah.
And so going back to your question, I had a gentleman that owns a magazine and TV stuff and trying to be like me pretty much, put some fake reports. I mean, if you read them, you could tell they're fake. And the way that I dealt with it was I defended myself by putting the positive and putting, you know, the real deal. But actually what I did was I proved and I caught those people red-handed, and I actually made my own blogs and I said, here's proof that this is fake. So when you Google it, you're going to see the negative, but you're also going to see the positive. The other obstacle, and I really do want to help people that know about me, and I appreciate being on your show because your audience is going to start learning about me. The other thing is I've been dealing with an irritated prostate and a weak kidney for quite some time, and it's better now. Compliments of Detox 7 and some awesome health things we do. Sorry, I don't mean to plug on your show, but I got some cool stuff and Hilo and, you know, a whole bunch of great stuff on the health perspective. And so what I learned to overcome it is just don't overwork yourself. And I feel like I want to go back in time and smack myself because sitting on the computer for 14 hours a day isn't a smart thing to do. You know, overworking yourself, overworking your brain. I mean, this is a brain show. Your brain is the most valuable thing. In fact, you know, Steve Jennings, we were talking about Steve Jennings at the event. I mean, he lost his life because of his brain. Mm-hmm. You gotta cherish what you have. You gotta cherish the health that you have. And so now what I do to better that is I do the best I can to keep myself on a time schedule and make sure that I'm working out at least once or twice a week. My awesome dog Hopper, I don't know where she is. I'd introduce you to her, but Hopper, come here. You know, she's our easy way mascot. If she comes, I'll introduce you guys. You know, I make sure I position myself to make sure I'm healthy. I make sure I surround myself with things that to make sure I'm healthy. I make sure that, I mean, it's all about positioning yourself to get what you really need to get. And so now I mean, you got to time manage. So I think I'm time managing better, and I think I'm getting more success financially. So the stress and yada yada. So that's some of the things that's a little bit of my secret sauce.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah, and definitely, definitely like. It is kind of a battle because, you know, entrepreneurs are well known for working too hard or, you know, not hard enough or whatever. I wish I could go back in time, maybe slap myself in the face to work a little harder sometimes. But how do you contrast that with someone like an Elon Musk who talks about working 100 hours a week as a virtue? And everybody seems to be talking about how they're showing off about how busy they are and how much they're working. How do you balance that?
I would say to that he's not working 100 hours, or the business owner isn't working 100 hours. They're being leaders and they're conducting direction to their team, which combined works 100 hours.
Or maybe at one point he was working 100 hours while it was in the building stage in a temporary phase, but that's not like a lifestyle you want for your whole life.
But again, it's directing to the team. It's orchestrating a team. Yeah. I mean, the team you surround yourself with is going to be a result of your success. That's I always tell people it's about your team. It's not about you. I have a thing I do on my magazine called The Team Behind the Talent. It's a segment that we do. So I think it's a combined effort of the team. But yeah, you do have to go hard. You do have to really put forth your dues if you really, really want it. And just be careful as you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Of course, yeah, it's that balance in there. It's a good cautionary tale. Well, you know, speaking of team here, one of my questions a little later down is, what's the best way to manage and motivate people on your team?
By giving them gifts. By
giving bribery. Them, yeah.
No, I mean, but what I mean is teaching them, consulting them, making them better. The more you can better somebody else, the more they're going to be appreciative of it.
Right.
You know, and so one of the things I do is, I mean, my forte is promotions and social media and online stuff, and so. What you would normally pay me $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for, I will help you and I will coach you and I'll do what I can to help better you. Mm-hmm. In exchange, you wanna serve us. Mm. I will obviously pay them, you know, when the right project presents itself. And then we have some people on staff, obviously. And you know, we're people of our word. We if we say we're going to do something, we do it. You know, if we promise something, it doesn't matter what happens, it's going to get done. Sometimes it may take time, but we get it done. And so your credibility is everything. You have to make sure you keep your credibility as gold and platinum.
Integrity and credibility. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very cool. Here's a quick question. What do you do either first thing in the morning or what do you have for breakfast?
That's a great question. I used to do the Lucky Charms and the tricks and the, I think I'd squeeze a Captain Crunch in there every now and then, but now
super healthy.
I try to do egg whites, turkey, bacon, broccoli, celery, and peanut butter for snacks. I try to have OJ with not too much acid. Diet is very important. Man, egg whites is so easy. You get the little egg whites in the cart, drop it in, and it takes like literally 2 minutes to, because I'm so fast paced. Then the other thing I actually do is there's a company that one of our clients, they're called Clarity, C-L-A-R, they're the number 8-T-Y, .com/thrive.
Claire 8-T.
Claire 8-T.
Yeah.
Look at that! I actually have one for product placement.
We're off the camera for a second, but that's cool. It was like hovering there.
Oh, anyway.
You're disappearing. Where'd you go?
All right, so I drink the Clarity's really worked. It's been awesome. I also drink a detox thing, but I make sure that I stay consistent. I think being healthy is consistency. So a lot of people will try something. And they'll try it for a week or so. Maybe it'll work a little bit. And then, I feel better. And then you have to stay on the program. You have to stay consistent with it. And I noticed that if I stay consistent with something, try it for a month, then I notice results and stuff. But
yeah. Hey, by the way, no problem promoting things. I'm not one of those guys. I'm a firm believer in capitalism. If a conversation goes towards a product, then that's where the conversation went. You know, we should.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'll start product placing.
There you go.
There you go. I got so much product. It's ridiculous.
I'll get the check. Yeah. Okay. So, that's pretty good about breakfast. You know what, Captain Crunch, you ever notice you eat a bunch of it and it like peels the roof of your mouth? Like it's so good.
Well, it
peels the roof of your mouth. And I don't know what is in it that is doing a facial peel on like the front there. I don't know. Okay. So tell me something that's unexpected. Now you're kind of the king of unexpected, but what's something, maybe it's something boring about you, but tell me something that people would not expect is actually true about you.
These are good questions, man. You mind if I use some of these on my show?
Absolutely. give me credit. I'd appreciate it.
Well, my dog can break dance.
That's a good one.
That's pretty cool.
We need a video of that or something. We need to see proof of a dog breakdancing. Is there a place some people can go, like a place they can go or search?
Well, I'd be glad to. I mean, I'll do a live stream on it. What she does is she chases her tail, but it looks like she's breakdancing.
Right? Oh, it looks like she's doing the helicopter thing.
She'll stand up and she'll stand up. It looks like she's falling, and then she'll play dead. It looks like she's doing a little pose. You know,
right.
I had a call. I get the most unexpected calls from like major people. I had a call. Well, okay. For instance, yesterday, Bernie Dorman, the chairman and CEO Space, which I'm sure a lot of your audience knows. If you go on ericzulli.tv, you'll see he endorsed us. But it wasn't just an endorsement. He said that the internet's not the internet. Easyway is the internet. Easyway controls the internet. And some of his caliber. You know what I mean? Some of his caliber to say something like that.
Yeah.
You know, the founder, the co-founder, the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, endorsed us in a major way. Oh, here's one. You guys got to check out an interview that we're going to have on easywaytv.com. The creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I am the first one and only one that I believe that will ever product place my hat on top of his cowboy hat.
Yeah,
and I even got him to take his cowboy hat off and put my hat on.
Yeah, so Frank's a great guy. I can't wait for the movie to come out. Wish Man. Everyone's got to see that when it comes out.
If you know Frank, he doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, no, I had him on my show, and We were both doing the cowboy hat thing. It was awesome.
And speaking of the Wishman, you know, we're actually going to, we have the first and only exclusive interview of Frank and the guy that's playing Frank in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get it's an amazing interview. But yeah, those are some unexpected things. I guess you guys didn't expect me to freestyle and give you a little performance on the show, right?
That was most unexpected.
What about you, Matt? I want to make something unexpected for your audience. How about if I give you a beat? Let me see you try to freestyle.
I'm not going to try freestyling. Not? I've got lots of talents. That ain't not one of them. That is not one of them.
I'll just play the beat in the background if you choose that you.
Thank you very much. Yes. I'll challenge you to a push-up contest. That's my thing. I've been working out my whole life, and I love being.
You'll probably beat me. I got about maybe 50 in me. If I really go hard and I got some beautiful girls watching me, I can probably get to 50.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't know that I do like martial arts and I'm like crazy about working out. I think that's what it is. People, if they think that you're smart or you're a brain, they think you don't actually ever like go to the gym, you know, and it's so I like asking like what's unexpected, because I think a lot of people don't expect things from entrepreneurs. We have a lot of different interests, you know.
Yeah.
So getting into the brain thing, you know, my final question here is about marketing. I want these I actually interview a lot of startups on here because statistically speaking, some of them are going to take off, and then, you know, this could be the video that people look at saying, oh, what were they saying back then when they were starting off before anybody else interviewed them? I like to think, and I like to ask the question, you know, what is your marketing plan for the next like 2 to 5 years? Where are you going to get your leads? What do you do to get business? But you could also say, you know, what is your marketing plan for your clients? Cause you're a marketer yourself.
Definitely. Great questions, man. You really do your homework. As game recognizes game. I'm a host too. So.
There you go. I'm a hustler. There you go.
Well, remember, I'm a freestyler. I do everything improv. So I don't really have a plan. And that's what's interesting about Easy Way.
Do you find that difficult for a client to have faith in, though? If they just say, oh, just give me your money, give me your time, and I'll just make it happen. But I mean, you've developed a huge, I should actually say, people don't know of you. You know, you're not full of crap. You have these huge lists that you can tap into. You can press a button and talk to you know, tens of thousands of people that are connected to even millions of people. And so you've built up these large networks. And that, I think, is a lot of your, like,
well, I'll go into a little bit of secret sauce, because I do appreciate, you know, nobody wants to give their secrets, but a lot of the collaboration and partnered alliances, you know, is a big reason why we are who we are. And really, it's not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. So Speakers Coalition, Voice America, Fan TV, Amazon, Roku, Apple, Women's Broadcast Television Network. I mean, all these people are partners of ours, and we have channels on their network. And that's what makes what we can do. Nobody can just press a button and be able to have the power and control of somebody else's viewership.
Right.
And that's really what the digital distribution, I mean, Philmon has 150 million viewers, you know, 1200 something channels, Disney and MMA, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I have a relationship with the CEO and people that work with the CEO. You know, he knows of me, I know of him. I wouldn't say I have a relationship with him, but I have relationships with people that are his partners. Mm-hmm. And I have a channel on that, you know, and I have the ability to do a lot of stuff, and it's the networking. It's the secret of the networking. And again, it goes back to mm-hmm. helping people. It goes back to, you know, giving people love and helping them from your heart, and then people will recognize you being real and not being fake and wanting something, and they want to help you out. They want to work with you. And so easyway.tv, you can go to easyway.tv/distribution. You'll see all the people we work with, you know, and ultimately, I mean, I want to be a talk show host, but be able to brand somebody just by being on my show. Like, just by being on my show, be able to prove that you got a ridiculous amount of results that no one else could produce for you. You know, and people are calling me the digital Dick Clark and saying I'm top 10 in the world for social media influence. I've been on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine and blah, 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 because there's something unique and different about us. And that's really what you need to do is find and home in on that niche that makes you different.
But what are you going to do over the next 5 to 10 years to go even farther and get even better? What's your big project? I know you got things in the works. What's your next big thing?
I'm on so many NDAs, I wish I could say some of the projects. let's just say there's something involved with First National Bank.
That's cool.
the NFL Hall of Famer, Tim Brown, some pretty big business people. We're going to do some pretty interesting things in the online presence world that other people are going to be, you know. I have 181,000 followers, and at least 40,000 of them are my competition. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're going to do some pretty amazing things in the nonprofit space. We work with this Charitable Giving Foundation, which has raised billions of dollars for nonprofits. And I'm serious about when I say billions. You can do your research, charitablegivingfoundation.org. So the best thing I can say is just your followers need to follow me and check us out. If I may plug, you know, text EZ, the letter E, the letter Z, WAY, no spaces, to the number 21777. And just follow the instructions, press the link, yada, yada. EasyWayWelcome.com is another one, letter E, letter Z. And you'll really see what we're doing. But we're going to be helping people in a digital perspective. We're going to be connecting people in a way that nobody has ever connected anybody. You know, again, we do things the easy way. It's going to be really interesting.
All right, so that's text EASY WAY, so EZWAY to 21777, and follow the instructions. Go for it. And I suggest if you're in marketing, join in and find out what he uses, what Eric Zuli here uses for his funnel, how he gets people interested. You really are a master networker. You've made all these partnerships, and that's part of your social credit, your social capital, if you will, that you walk in the door with. So that's fantastic.
Relationship equity is what I call it.
That's a good way to think of it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And my hat's off to you, man. You've done a great job. Thank you very much for coming on my show, and I appreciate you and all that you do. We've talked about how people can get in touch with you. So, thanks very much for being on the Brains Behind It.
I appreciate you, Dave, and I appreciate all your viewers and everybody. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. Just follow me on Twitter, man, Eric Zuli and ericzuli.com, ericzuli. And I want to work with you and your clients and see, I mean, we're online presence. We specialize in making people household names in the online world, as well as product placing products while we're doing it and making the clients money as we're doing it and all that type of stuff. So I'm looking forward to making some magic happen together, Dave, and you're also an amazing influencer. I my hat's off to you. I don't take my hat off because my hair is not looking too good, but I'll tip my hat to you. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's in store in the future on how we can collaborate together for the better of your viewers.
All right, good. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. And this is another Brains Behind It. I'm Dave Farrow. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Brains Behind It. And remember to check out brainhackers.com for more. If you have a suggestion for the next interview or comment, please email editor@brainhackers.com. If you want a free 30-minute marketing consultation from Dave Farrow and his team, then email editor@brainhackers.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.